These are the letters, first from Richard Keske of Deerfield, Illinois, commenting on facing divisive issues in the March issue. I like Pastor Michael Cooper White's well-written article dealing with facing divisive issues. It helped me to better gain an understanding of how to deal with controversial issues and articles in Living Lutheran without getting angry and upset. Especially helpful was the part titled "The Beloved Community Has Boundaries," where he wrote, "As difficult issues are discussed in Christian community, we mislead people when we signal that all views are equally valid and acceptable." I think you're aware of this when you select articles for publication. This article from Harold Burnett of Bastia, Virginia, commenting on "They May Not Come Back" article in March. In a 2020 Guardian article, Tom Oliver said the following, which is said better than I can say it. "We live in a highly globalized world with cross-border flows of money and people, as well as environmental impacts such as the climate crisis and air pollution. If we bond together within nations but with less regard for the welfare of others beyond those borders, we will end up fouling the global commons, ultimately to our own detriment. Yet there is hope. We can all do something small to be part of something bigger and help solve our global problems. Let's all get on with it." The age of authenticity, the age of association, and the age of individualism seem to share many tenets. And the good news of Jesus is for all. This letter from Wade Wallinger. "While it seems appropriate to rethink the association model, our church structures reinforce this model by how we measure things. Membership, numbers communed, number baptized. It seems we need to rethink how we measure discipleship, such as commitment, stewardship, community service, and leadership, and how congregations report discipleship to our synods and the ELCA. Our congregation is thinking about a touches metric to measure the impact we have on people's lives. I'm sure there are others like me who would welcome an opportunity to develop more meaningful measures for our congregations. Thanks for the relevant content." And from Mary McCarline from Newberry, South Carolina, she writes, "In response to letters in the March 2022 edition, I would like to lend support to the ELCA and Living Lutheran in reporting on social issues, especially those of social justice. I know many of us feel it is more important than ever for Christians to be aware of and involved in the issues and situations confronting God's children. All voices and opinions should be heard."